This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Edition of Free Talk Live. You can join the show and dial in, bring up whatever's on your mind. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight it's Ian.
It's Nikki.
And Rich.
We're going to go back into your phone calls and thoughts, but to bring you up to speed if you're just tuning in, we started out by talking about Kanye West. He has been frozen and or banned from some major big tech social media platforms, starting with Instagram some number of days ago, and he moved over to Twitter, and now Twitter has locked his account. We don't know if it's a 12-hour lockout, a 30-day, or whatever, but Twitter did confirm, according to an MSN post, that his account has been locked for some amount of time.
They're going DEFCON 3 on the Jews.
DEATH, CON 3. Now, you know, you have to wonder, did he make a mistake, and does he not know that it's actually DEFCON, DEFCON? It's a military term.
Defense condition.
Yeah.
Death sounds better, I guess, for his purpose.
It definitely sounds more serious.
Sounds more dramatic.
Or maybe he's got a text to, or speech to text, and it didn't understand what he said.
Whatever it is, he's definitely manic right now.
So we can continue on that discussion, and it led to a larger discussion about Israel and the huge support that the state of Israel has on behalf of various different people in the federal government, many of whom, evangelical Christians, for instance, believe it's some sort of like an end times prophecy to have the Christians, or the Jews, I guess, rather, in control of a certain temple in what I guess is part of Palestine, based on what Gigi was saying earlier. It's a very confusing situation, and one in which I just don't care about. Like, it's a half a world away to me. I do care about innocent people being bombed to death, and I think that's absolutely terrible, what's happening over there, and that should be reason number one for these Christians to not support any state, let alone the state that's bombing
even
children.
What you read earlier means that Christians today should not care at all. Because it said, like, 1,000 years of peace followed by 7 years of turmoil, and none of them are going to be around for that 1,000 years of peace.
Right. Yeah. When's that going to start? Because it's not now. That's for sure. So we'll continue here. Jerome is on the line in South Carolina. Go ahead, Jerome.
Hey, is Kanye West still kissing up to Trump in the White House?
Trump's not in the White House right now.
Oh, depends on who you talk to.
Really? Oh, really?
Last I checked, it was Joe Biden that was in the White House, but, you know.
Maybe physically.
Then why does Trump still think he's president? The election was stolen. It's rigged. Yeah, sure, right. And he can't provide any proof. Kanye West is an idiot, man. Come on. He needs to be committed. By the way, how's his marriage going these days?
I think he's broken up. Didn't they get a divorce?
He's dating someone new.
The Kim Kardashian. The meathead, two meatheads together, now they're separated.
Now, hold on. I just want to know, Jerome, if Kanye West supported Joe Biden or Barack Obama, would you call him a meathead?
No, I call him. Yeah, I still
call him an ally.
A meathead.
No. You would.
Because he's a meathead. No matter who he supports, he's a meathead. He makes no sense. He said he's never read a book, okay?
Wow.
How do you get through school, man, without ever reading a book? That's what I heard a quote from him.
I don't believe that.
He never read a book.
That's crazy.
You ever heard him talk? He's a dummy. His music sucks. He's overrated. He's a dummy. Hey, He provides nothing.
Yeah. Now, hold on.
If I could be that wealthy and have never read a book, I would take it.
Here's what I have to say about that, Jerome. I mean, as somebody who's not very familiar with his musical catalog, Bonnie has played some of it for me, and honestly, it doesn't do anything for me at all. I really don't care for Kanye West's music. I'm not a huge rap fan, but there's some rap that is good. It's listenable. You know, you go back to the Sugar Hill Gang, for instance, some of the stuff from the 90s. I don't know what it's like today. I honestly don't. It's bad. I couldn't name two other current rappers, you know. The other one I can think of is Puff Daddy, but that was from like 2 decades ago, right?
So. Well, but also in the Kanye mix. Like, he was the one, like, Diddy. He's the one who Kanye said was sent by the Jews to try and convert him.
So yeah, but I'm with you on that, Jerome, as far as I don't really consider him to be particularly talented. But I don't think you can deny he can't be a fool. Right? Like, you can't get to the level that he's at of success and be an idiot, can you?
He did something right along the line somehow.
Is Kim Kardashian rich?
Yeah.
I presume.
Now, tell me what her talent is.
Well, she leaked a sex tape. That was her big business move.
Oh, yeah.
She's a rich hoe, right? Like, that's her thing.
Look, I'm not into...
She broke the internet. Remember that? Where her picture of her butt broke the internet? That's the only other thing she's known for.
I'm still trying to figure out what the hell her talent is. And as far as Herschel Walker goes...
I suspect her talents are things we can't talk about on the radio.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
But the only reason she was popular because her dad was like OJ's attorney or part of that trial. It stems from that.
There's a winner. Her dad was OJ's apology. There's a winner. Hey,
I'm just saying. If the Kardashian name wasn't already in the spotlight because of the OJ trial, Kim Kardashian would still be a nobody.
You mentioned this Herschel Walker guy, Jerome. I hadn't heard about him previously. He's been in the news recently. Is he like a sports star?
Also a football player.
Yeah, he was a football player at Georgia way back 30-something years ago.
What's the story with this guy?
47 years.
Why is he back in the news?
Because he's a politician now.
Well, he's their puppet. He's their latest Republican-created puppet, you know, trying to win the Senate seat in Georgia. Uh-huh. Except he's got a few problems, like he pays for abortions, but he's pro-life. How the hell do you pay for abortions?
Wait a minute. Are you saying a politician is a hypocrite?
Donald Trump?
Hold on. Are you saying, Jerome, are you saying politicians can be hypocrites?
Are you saying Republicans can be hypocrites?
Yes, I am. Are you saying that all politicians can be hypocrites? Because that's what I believe.
Hey,
and they are.
You always tell me, Jerome, they all lie, Jerome.
They do, Jerome. And when you start to agree and understand that, when you can finally see the hypocrisy on the left as clearly as you can see the hypocrisy on the right, then you'll look back and you say, you know what, those guys on Free Talk Live, they were right all along about this stuff.
Hey, I can't. You know what I wish? I wish when Friday comes, you and I could sit down and watch the Raphael Warnock, Herschel Walker debate. Because, man, that's going to be must.
My God, I can't imagine watching a political debate unless it had a libertarian in it. If there's no Ron Paul, if there's no principled libertarian on the stage, I couldn't keep awake.
I will say this. Then watch it with libertarians because the commentary from the Peanut Gallery can also be fun.
Thanks, Jerome, for the call tonight, man.
That's a good idea.
I appreciate hearing from you.
I've gone to the community center a number of times to watch the presidential debates, not because I care, but because who was there else watching it?
Yeah. For the heckling, basically?
Of course.
Okay. Well, they can't hear you, but it could still be. I see what you're saying.
Well, I hear the crowd. I'm sitting in the crowd with the crowd that's heckling.
Yeah.
I'd rather see them get heckled on the stage. That would be a little more entertaining. But
then
they'd probably
kick you out.
Yeah, kick you out. All right, so we were talking about Kanye West. He's been banned from, apparently, Instagram. He has been restricted on Twitter. He hadn't been active, according to MSN, on Twitter in about 2 years and was greeted by Elon Musk once he returned to the platform. Of course, as you know, the news this week was that Elon Musk has now renewed his effort to try to buy Twitter after originally wanting to buy Twitter, bidding on Twitter, Twitter initially refusing the bid, then begrudgingly accepting it, then Elon saying, no, never mind, too many bots, you guys aren't honest about the number of bots, so I'm backing out.
BS to begin with, because the whole reason he said he was going to buy it was to get rid of the bot problem, and he waived all due diligence in the process.
Did he waive due diligence on that? Okay, well, he said he was going to back out, and then Twitter sued him to force him to go through with the deal, and then rather than go to court at the last minute, basically, like a week before the trial was scheduled, Elon says, all right, I'll go ahead and buy it.
And even that trial, Elon supporters would claim was 4D chess to force Twitter into bringing forth the evidence of the bot problem.
That's what they said, but then what ended up happening was Twitter forced Elon to bring forth all his text messages.
Yeah.
And now mainstream media has been digging through his texts with other big rich people or his supporters and stuff. So there's more coming up here about Kanye and Twitter, and your thoughts are welcome.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assemblable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
To the live Sunday episode of Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Nikki.
And Rich.
Phones are open. If you want to join the program, you can bring up absolutely anything you want. We still haven't gotten to the mullet, the search for the best mullet, is it? Yeah, best mullet in America. So excluding the rest of the world. I don't know how many mullets are.
I don't know if you're going to get a greater mullet outside of America.
Yeah. Yep. It's kind of a classic American redneck thing. So there's somebody looking for that. We'll get into that story in a little bit. We've been talking about Kanye West. He's been kicked out of some of the major social media platforms for supposedly anti-Semitic posts. And we're going to continue that discussion here. Of course, you're welcome to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. Our very own Mark Edge is going to be heading over to Prague in less than 2 weeks, I think, from now. It's October 21st through the 23rd. It's going to be the Free Cities Foundation's annual conference. It's called Liberty in Our Lifetime, and they're going to be discussing parallel structures for progress. They'll showcase autonomous cities and intentional communities that are springing up around the world and giving settlers the opportunities to live freer lives. So if that sounds interesting to you, you can get a 20% discount by using our discount code, which is FTL20. Their website is lifetimeliberty.com, code FTL20. You'll save 20% on your tickets to Liberty in Our Lifetime. It's October 21st through the 23rd in Prague. LifetimeLiberty.com. As we continue here, we're sharing with you the whirlwind return that Kanye had to Twitter over the weekend. He's already restricted from the website after having been gone from the site for 2 years. He returned after Instagram apparently banned him, or restricted, rather, his account. He returned to Twitter and was greeted by Elon Musk once he returned, with Musk saying, "Welcome back to Twitter, my friend." Apparently, within 12 hours from that time, Kanye was restricted from Twitter access for posting about what he calls DEFCON 3, that he will be going DEFCON 3 on Jewish people. The full post, quote, "I'm a bit sleepy tonight, but when I wake up, I'm going DEFCON 3 on Jewish people." He writes that in all caps. "The funny thing is, I can't actually be anti-Semitic because black people are actually Jew also. You guys have toyed with me and tried to blackball anyone who ever opposes your agenda." Now, I don't want to jump to conclusions here. It looks bad on its face, given that he just cites all Jewish people. But it is hard to communicate in 280 characters or less, and that's all you have on Twitter. And, of course, now he's been suspended from Twitter, so he has no ability to clarify his statements.
He's also clearly not new to this, right? You don't put Jewish in all caps. You just put the three parentheses around whatever you're talking about, and everyone knows what you're talking about after that point.
I don't know this tactic.
Never mind.
What is the three parentheses?
It's a dog whistle. It's a... to indicate Jews.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, get with the times, people.
Well, because, look, I mean, we then talked about the fact that Jewish people are highly represented in certain areas, whether it be banking or Hollywood or politics. But that doesn't mean that all Jewish people are part of some grand conspiracy to rule the world. I mean, that's a ridiculous viewpoint. So it's hard to believe that that's what he believes, but maybe he does believe that. And it's not unheard of that there are, you know, black racists that don't like Jewish people, right? Like, that's a thing, isn't it?
Well, it doesn't make sense to say, oh, well, I can't be anti-Semitic because I'm black. Because black people aren't Jewish people. Like, those are two different things.
No, he claims they are Jews. Like, that's what he said. Like,
I know that's what he said, yeah. But it's wrong.
Why wouldn't they be? Wasn't Jesus black?
I mean, like, are we all Jewish, though? I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense.
Apparently, according to the
DNA
test,
we're all black and we're all Jewish.
I'm 11% Jewish.
Jewish. All right. Well,
I don't think we're all Jewish because you can test at zero, yeah. I think. But
I've never been tested. And also, I don't How do I want to put this without sounding like I'm defending Kanye West?
I'm going to defend his right to freedom of speech,
okay.
Which obviously he is not on a free speech platform if he's on Twitter right. or Instagram, and they have the right to restrict people for whatever reasons they want to, but you know whether I agree with what Kanye says or I don't, and I don't agree with DEFCON 3 against yeah. Jewish people, he should have the freedom to say what he wants.
So the DEFCON 3 on Jewish people, if he feels that he's being attacked by certain people, and the people that he feels attacked by all happen to be Jewish, right? Then it stands to reason that he's not going DEFCON 3 on all of the Jews or everyone that identifies as Jewish.
Right.
But that those are the ones that are attacking him, which is why he's going, you know, on the attack or, you know, to retaliate against those.
Well, and it would also stand to reason that if it's true that Jewish people are indeed overrepresented in Hollywood and the music industry, then he wouldn't
politics.
Be, then he wouldn't be the success that he is if it weren't for some Jewish owner of an album label or whatever.
You
right?
know what I think this is? I think he loves attention
yes.
in putting
yeah.
Jewish people in all caps on Twitter. You know, saying horrible things, getting kicked off of Twitter.
That just gave him,
I mean, we're talking about him on Free Talk Live right now.
Yeah.
This just gave him so much attention. Good attention, bad attention, it's all attention.
He, on Friday, posted a screenshot on Instagram showing text message between him and Sean Diddy Combs.
There you go.
Accusing Diddy of being controlled by Jewish people. This garnered a response from the American Jewish Committee, which slammed Ye for espousing anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. It's unclear how long he won't have access to Twitter, as the platform's rules say it could place a user's profile in read-only mode for anywhere from 12 hours to 7 days.
And again,
the violation.
That bolsters his claim a little bit, in my opinion.
That the Jews are in control? Or?
Well, no, because he's saying, like, I think Diddy has been sent by the Jews,
mm-hmm.
right? And then the Jewish Anti-Defamation League just blasts him and says, well, you're racist against all Jews.
Mm.
And he didn't even say that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He said, I think Diddy, specifically, one man, is being sent by Jewish people to do whatever it is. And then on the other side, the Jews are the ones saying, well, you're racist against Jews, against all Jews.
All right, and right. rather than have a conversation, the people in control of Instagram had it shut down.
Right.
They locked them down.
But did they shut down the Jewish Anti-Defamation League?
No, of course not.
Similar accusations?
No, but as you say, they've just sort of proved his point, or perhaps.
Yeah.
Could be argued at least that. Ye cannot tweet, retweet, or like any posts until the lockout lifts, but other users can still interact with his content. The offensive post has been removed from his Twitter profile. These outbursts come not even a week after he was captured wearing a White Lives Matter shirt. I don't see how that's racist.
So is Black Lives Matter racist then?
They wouldn't say that, would they?
The claim has been made.
I'm going to say it's not racist to say that people's lives matter, whichever group or whatever you want to support. And obviously this is clear trolling on his part. And apparently the shirt he was wearing is reportedly had a picture of the Pope on the front. Did you hear this?
I didn't see that.
I only saw the back of it, though.
Right, which makes it even more confusing. Like, what does the Pope have to do with White Lives Matter? I don't get it. If you can clear it up for me, the number is 603-283-6160. Maybe it's just because he's, you know, lost his mind and is not doing anything that makes any sense. He's crazy and has no one to tell him not to. What do you think?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Oh, oh.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Two young children died and their mother was hospitalized after they were attacked by the family dogs in Tennessee, the Shelby County Sheriff's Office says. Detectives responded to a home near Shelby Forest State Park, just north of Memphis, Wednesday afternoon. A two-year-old girl and a five-month-old boy were dead at the home. Their mother, who was also attacked by the dogs, remains hospitalized in stable condition. A round of missile strikes on the southern Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia killed 12 and left 49 injured early Sunday. The southern city was hit by six Russian cruise missiles and 16 S-300 anti-aircraft missiles, according to Ukraine's Air Force. And murdered JonBenet Ramsey's half-brother John Ramsey took aim at Boulder, Colorado police in an October 5th tweet regarding his sister's ongoing 1996 murder case. Damn shame, Boulder police refused the help of the much more experienced Denver PD, he wrote. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
It's Nikki.
And Rich.
Talking about the controversy, the dust-up revolving around Kanye West. Normally, he's not really worth talking about because he's just a musical artist, and there's a dime a dozen of those guys out there. But he's every now and then he'll do something that's somewhat controversial and gets himself into the news for other reasons, whether they be his political opinions or just his bizarre, confusing opinions, which is kind of what we're talking about here. Some people are saying he's a racist, and maybe he is. I don't know. At this point, he's been restricted off of Instagram and Twitter, so any chance he had to express himself further on the controversial posts that he's been making recently are completely squelched. So
we should also say that black and conservative, right, shouldn't be mutually exclusive, and it shouldn't be that big of a deal to begin with. And yet that's what brought it out initially with the MAGA hat wearing and the...
How many black people are actually conservative? Because as I understand it, there's a fair number of them that are.
I know a ton of black people that are conservative.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. So again, if you want to comment here, the number 603-283-6160. He got in hot water before he was banned from, or restricted, I guess, on Instagram. Now restricted on Twitter for what may be as long as a week. The first thing that really got people riled up was he had a White Lives Matter shirt on. And there were a lot of photos of the backside of his shirt where he was standing with Candace Owens wearing a similar shirt. But then we found out later what was on the front side of the shirt. Apparently it's an image of a pope called Juan Pablo II. And according to a story at hitc.com explaining this particular shirt, apparently it was also known as Pope John Paul. So this person was referred to in a couple of different ways. He was born in Poland and was the pope from 1978 until he died in 2005 and subsequently made into a saint. And I guess Kanye already named one of his albums The Life of Pablo and recorded a track called Saint Pablo. So apparently he's kind of got a thing for this particular pope, and that would be why he had the shirt on. And I'm guessing the whole White Lives Matter thing is just to troll and set people off, because he knew he set people off. Like you were saying, Nikki, he likes the attention.
Yeah.
He got a lot of it when he put a MAGA hat on a few years ago, and he's getting the same kind of attention now.
Well, it's marketing and advertising, you know?
All these
attention equals money.
Right. All these companies are marketing his product for him, basically. Now, as you said, I think it was during the break, you looked up the Pope shirt, and you can buy the thing. You know, so whether he's getting a cut off of selling the Pope shirts or not, who knows? He probably
Smart.
Is. It
Smart.
Wouldn't surprise me. If
well,
he were.
It's and it's important to not become irrelevant. So as he ages and as a lot of new younger artists get in the scene, you have to stay relevant.
Stay on top of the game. Yeah. I don't think there's much else to say about Mr. West, but if you want to comment, the number is 603-283-6160. Let's go into the hard news.
Oh, my goodness.
Richie.
Please.
You've got it. You've got a breaking story for us here tonight.
The irony of this, inside the search for the best mullet of America, is that when we started discussing this, come to find out, Nikki pays attention to this.
I do, actually. I don't like sports, but the Mullet Championship is something I absolutely pay attention to
and
take seriously.
The first time this is they've done this more than once?
Oh, yeah. Huh. Yearly, annual.
Wow.
Yeah.
But she follows pages on Mullet. I don't even do that.
Well, so I got turned onto it by they had someone posted in a Facebook group that I'm in. It was the Kids Championship, and it was just so cute. So I started following their actual website, and they just had the adults,
mullet
the women's and the women's.
Wait, there's a women's mullet championship too?
Oh, they're less impressive.
Yeah.
I've seen some better like women with mullets. The eight that they picked weren't as impressive in my opinion, but
I can't even imagine being impressed by a woman with a mullet. That sounds absolutely awful. It's just bad. Now, isn't it harder now to find people with mullets than it was, say, in the 1980s or the 90s? I feel like mullets there was a time for them.
Yeah.
Right? Like, where a lot of people had them.
I think I would assume the 80s was that time period.
Yeah. Billy Ray Cyrus, of course, was a huge star.
He's the king of all the mullets.
Yeah.
Like, king for life of the mullets.
One of the most noteworthy. I think he finally shaved it, too, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
For me, I grew up and still do enjoy, like, professional wrestling.
Okay.
And so in those 80s, early 90s, you know, that was, like, the hairdo of the popular wrestlers.
Sure.
But I've never had a mullet. So,
never
rocked it.
All
got
right.
the long hair now.
You got long hair. You can make it happen.
I could. Not going to happen. Like, no desire at all. But
you could, though.
I could. Absolutely could. And you could, too, because your hair is longer
than
mine.
Yeah, I could.
Was it just a shaved around the sides? Is that? It's been so long since.
Yeah, it's like shorter on the top. Business in the front, party in the back.
Long in the back.
Long
That's
in the back.
What it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
On the steps of City Hall, just north of Dallas, Pony by Genuine oozed from speakers as 14 men tossed and bucked their mullets before a panel of judges and a crowd peppered with even more mullets. Mm. In hopes of making the final round of this year's USA Mullet Championship. Up for consideration were tightly coiled mullets and beach wave mullets, weedy mullets and mullets cascading down past shoulder blades. Some were uncombed, while others were glistened with product and perspiration. One mullet was graying and two featured the shape of Texas, shaved into one side and the American flag on the other.
Ah, see, those guys knew their audience.
Right.
Yeah.
Of the 14 mullets which were chosen from the initial pool of 30 applicants, one would go on to join a group of 25 that featured some of the lushest, wackiest, and most extravagant mullets in the country. some in the top 25, and events from other live competitions in places including Pueblo, Colorado, Buffalo, New York, and Indianapolis.
So this is the finals.
This is the national championships. Okay. Others won online votes or were selected by, as finalists by special guest judges, including retired NFL defensive end Jared Allen and comedian Theo Vaughn, a former contestant on MTV's Road Rules. A champion mullet will be crowned in an online vote that ends Tuesday. When was this article dated? Yeah, this is from Saturday, so this coming Tuesday.
Get your votes in now, people.
The winning hairstyle will represent the best of about 600 total mullets in this year's competition, which was free to enter. Hopefuls just had to have a supply of headshots. In addition to bragging rights, the victor will receive prizes that include $2,500 and a pair of sunglasses from Pit Viper, a competition sponsor.
That's awesome. So it's mulletchamp.com if you want to vote. Vote for my boy, Buddy Campbell.
Why? What do you like about this guy?
I love this guy. I mean, I don't know. I'm in a Facebook group with him, so we've had some discourse.
You
and
really are into this. Okay.
He's in a group.
Wow.
As soon as we started talking about it, it's like, oh, I'm in the group.
So you like his personality in addition to the mullet?
Yeah. So there's a Facebook group called Rate My Mullet.
Yeah, okay.
And I forget how I even found this. It was one night, one Sunday night, we were sitting around, and this is how this all started, like, a few months ago. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah.
That's it? Just sitting around and Facebook mullets?
I forget. I think someone sent it to me. I don't remember.
The contest or the group? With the
it was a photo of the kids' championship, so it was, like, first place, second place, and third place. And I just thought it was the funniest thing. So I sent it to my sister, and it turns out her husband had already been following it. So, yeah, it's a big thing.
It's a big deal.
And what was the website for people to vote?
Mulletchamp.com.
Mulletchamp.com. All right. And do you have to choose between a bunch of them? Or are they
there's
it down?
The 25. We're at the top 25 now. So.
That's still a lot.
Until Tuesday. According to competitors in the Louisville qualifying event September 23rd, there are spoils beyond cash and swag. Among them,
the groupies.
Sticking it to your boss. Daniel Beechers, 37, who lives in League City, Texas, works at Perry Steakhouse and Grill, an upscale restaurant where he's forbidden to wear his hair down. Before competing in the event, Beecher told his boss, "If I take home nationals, I'm not going to hide the flow anymore." He recalled adding, "They're on board."
Really?
Well, if you bring
if
that
he
money.
Wins.
Yeah, if he wins.
He wins. All right. The number here is 603-283-6160. You can join the program. You can share your thoughts on whatever happens to be on your mind. Coming up, there's a jet fuel contamination issue in Hawaii. I think he's got that story. You can share your thoughts on anything here on Free.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live here on the Sunday episode. Phones are still open, of course. You can bring up anything. The number is 603-283-6160, whether it's the mullet championships that are going on as we speak.
Who's your guy? Plug him one more time.
Buddy Champ, I think. Buddy Campbell.
Mulletchamp.com is the website where apparently you can participate in the 2022 main event, spelled M-A-N-E. Very, very cute. Free to, I guess, play in this thing and choose your winner.
Clear your cash and vote often.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how easy it is to spam this one, but... leave it to the internet. They'll figure out a way. You can join us here. The number 603-283-6160. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. In fact, Major Payne might know a thing or two about the mullet. Major, calling from Michigan.
Yeah, I'm confused about how this thing ever got named. Is it a mullet? Is a fish?
It is.
I mean, the fish head do? Come on, give me a break. Where did this thing come from? When my kid was little, like back in the 80s, all the little kids wanted to have a tail.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That little tuft of hair that hangs long down the middle of your back.
Yeah, the rat tail.
He was only about 8, 10 years old, I suggest, so he was still, you know, ascertainable, so to speak.
All right,
so
I got to answer your question here, Major. According to Wikipedia, so take it with a grain of salt if you want to, but they say, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, the use of the term mullet to describe this hairstyle was, quote, apparently coined and certainly popularized by American hip-hop group The Beastie Boys.
Really? Wow. I didn't know that.
And they say that The Beastie Boys used mullet and mullet head as epithets in their 1994 song Mullet Head, combining it with a description of the haircut, but didn't it exist like long prior to that, it just didn't have
Have a name.
I didn't know the Wow, that's news to me.
Description of the haircut. Quote, number one on the side and don't touch the back. Number six on the top and don't cut it, whack jack. They expounded on the subject at length in a six-page article entitled Mulling Over the Mullet in issue number two of their magazine, Grand Royale, offering a selection of alternative names for the cut, including hockey player haircut and soccer rocker.
Nice.
Cool. So now you know.
All right. Well, I can give myself a segue here because a mullet is a fish. Have you guys dealt with the news from the Bering Sea here?
No.
You talked about those two Russians, fleeing Putin's draft.
Oh, yeah.
They sailed
okay.
across the Bering Straits, ended up on some little Alaskan island in an Inuit settlement, and now they're in Anchorage seeking asylum.
Really?
There's been a handful of draft dodgers out of Russia.
Understandable.
Those two specifically made it to Alaska. Others have made it to like Kyrgyzstan and Kazakhstan and
Poland and elsewhere. Yeah,
right. they're getting out any way they can. They're
absolutely
fleeing the burning ship.
I can't blame anybody for wanting to avoid going to a completely pointless war.
No. Putin's a maniac.
Well, and so is Zelensky.
Right, because he prevented it too.
And now you got Zelensky calling for preemptive strikes, which he's now walked back, by the way, later on, saying, I just meant sanctions, preemptive sanctions,
sure.
not actual, dropping bombs on Russia.
It's amazing. Go ahead, Major.
You never realize your tongue's too long until you went ahead and stepped on it.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone's all up in arms, lack of a pun there, about Putin and his nuclear option.
Yeah.
Right. But at one point in time, Obama administration, right, they asked him, is the nuclear option available? And Obama very subtly said, all options are on the table.
Yep.
Like, so you mean this could be a nuclear thing? And Obama said, all options are on the table.
Thanks,
so
Major.
This is not new news, right? Politicians levy out the nuclear option whenever things
whenever
get
it's
hairy.
Convenient. For sure.
But it should be a thing where it then brings you to the negotiating table, right, to figure out not the nuclear option or how to resolve the conflict.
Well, of course, this guy, and thank you, Major, for the call tonight, the Zelensky, is refusing to negotiate with Putin. He will not even sit down with him to talk.
Well, all right, then.
Yeah.
And if you're not willing to talk, right, this is the thing that I maintain stems through all of humanity, right? The violence is always on the table in some form or fashion.
Sure.
And what we do as a polite society is try everything else before it gets to the violence. So if negotiating, if you don't want to get to the violence, you sit and you negotiate.
Politicians don't like doing that, though.
Governments aren't polite.
I get it.
They don't care.
Understood. But then that's when you escalate to the violence.
And that's what they've done.
That's what they always do.
Right. Because that's what means more power for them. This guy doesn't care. Zelensky, Putin, they don't care about the lives involved. They just care about control.
Yep.
Putin wants control over eastern Ukraine. Yeah. Ukraine wants control over eastern Ukraine. It doesn't matter what the people of eastern Ukraine think about it, even though it looks like, by all evidence, they would like to rather be either independent or join Russia. The rest of Ukraine, the western side of it, doesn't want to acknowledge that. The rest of the western world doesn't want to acknowledge that. No one's willing to come to a compromise, so therefore it's going to be dead bodies.
But if it gets to the nuclear option, then you're ruling over a nuclear wasteland, and I don't know what's
the benefit
of that is.
Yeah, that's a great point.
To some extent, everyone knows that, right? Like, that's why no one goes with that option, and it just gets talked about, thanks to this, thankfully.
But usually the talking about it leads to the talking about it, right?
Like if you go, peace talk, you mean?
Right. Like, you can't, how much credibility does Putin lose if he goes, like, if you don't come to the table, we're going to nuke you.
And
Zelensky goes, like, well, we're not coming to the table. And then Putin goes, well, I can't really push the button.
Well, Putin hasn't said that.
Okay.
Right. Putin has only said, and I've listened to one of his speeches in the last couple of weeks, the perspective that he has is, we will use whatever force is necessary, including nuclear, to defend ourselves. So that means it's a response to an attack.
Okay.
Now the question will then becomes, when Ukraine attacks the eastern side of Ukraine, which Putin is now calling Russia, because of the recent vote that happened, will that require a nuclear response? And I think that would also require Ukraine to drop a nuke first in order for there to be a nuclear response from Putin. Because until then, Putin's likely just going to keep amping up the number of troops that he sends in there. That's why all these people are running to other areas, because they don't want to get sent there. And there's now been apparently 200,000 reservists that have been called into active duty in Russia.
So, but again, the nuclear thing is on the table.
It always is.
Always is. Yeah. But then how do you resolve it? Like, if you don't
massive worldwide destruction is the way that resolves if somebody triggers a
bomb. Before that, right? If, like, if you don't come to the negotiating table and either allow that side of, you know, the eastern part of Ukraine to annex to Russia or become independent or whatever, right? Then you can't say we're going to use nukes, not get the resolution you want, and then not use the nukes.
Well, you can, because they haven't said they're going to use nukes necessarily in every circumstance. They're there as a last resort.
Understood. But you just said if Ukraine attacks, that's the threshold.
It may be. Maybe. That's not clear, right? Like, the statement is very, you know, nebulous. The statement is, we got it in our back pocket if we need to use it, basically, is what they're saying. And we will use it, is what they're saying.
So, a lot of countries do.
So hopefully it won't come to that, but yeah, they're not coming to the table, because if Zelensky comes to the table and negotiates some sort of peace, then that's the end of the billions upon billions of dollars that, and probably euro, I don't know how much the EU is sending, but, you know, we know that the U.S. taxpayers are on the hook for tens of billions of dollars, maybe even over 100 billion. I don't know what the current total is, but, you know, he can't end the war, because then that ends the gravy train.
It's a money laundering war.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So again, the lives don't matter. What matters is the warmongering state, and that's what's always mattered, and that's what the U.S. wants, and that's what the European Union wants, and it doesn't matter to them that their people are going to freeze this winter because they can't get the gas from Russia that they previously got. It's not looking good.
Yeah.
There was just a headline this last week that Germany has not cut back, despite them being ordered to cut back by like 10 to 15% on their energy usage to conserve the natural gas storage that they have, because they built up a storage for the wintertime, but they've not cut back. The people in their homes are using at a higher rate than they've used on average in the last 5 years.
It's going to be a cold winter.
Yes.
Well, they're also moving back to wood burning.
Well, they're going to have to.
Understood.
But it's like, do you have a wood stove in your apartment and wherever these people are in Germany?
Can you have a wood stove in your apartment?
You know, because there's a lot of places, you know, if you live in the city, you don't have a wood stove.
No.
Some people that live in more rural areas might already have one.
Probably.
Where are the environmentalists standing on that?
I don't know. And how much wood can they use up, right? Like, there wasn't a high demand for wood before, but now there is. So we're going to see the wood prices do in that case. That's going up too, right? The number here is 603-283-6160. Hour number three is on the way. We're going to check in with the jet fuel controversy contaminating some of the water in Hawaii. That's on the way in hour three here.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.